When you were little and about to cross the street, what would your mom say? Mine would say, "Give me your hand." And not only would she take my hand, she would hold it ever so tightly. And if I wasn't moving fast enough, she would pull me along a bit to get us safely to the other side. With my own girls, I've said and done the same thing so many times, especially when they were little. Give me your hand. If we are at an amusement park full of people weaving our way around or at a crowded mall, I wanted to have them secure and in a tight grip so they wouldn't get lost. There's something reassuring about being taken by the hand. Even now as an adult, I love when my husband takes my hand to walk together, or if he feels he needs to keep me close in a crowded room. When I'm unsteady, he offers his hand to keep me from falling. I feel connected, I feel secure, I feel safe. Before we were married, he asked for my hand in marriage. It's a symbolic phrase asking for permission from both my family and ultimately me. I, of course, freely gave him my hand, and to this day, I still do, as I trust him to lead our family. Today, holding someone's hand is pretty much off limits due to coronavirus. Unless they are family, shaking hands or holding hands is not recommended. But think back to moments when someone you love, or a friend, or even a stranger took you by the hand. In moments when we need to know we are not alone, someone gives us a hand to hold. There's one who offers his hand to us every single day. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah was a prophet of God. He spoke words of both judgment and hope God gave him to speak to the Israelites. Isaiah 41:13 is a beautiful reminder to God's people then and to us today where our help comes from and who holds our hand in moments of fear, doubt, and worry. These days, I want to hold fast to the hand of God. It's righteous and full of authority. The hand of God strengthens me when I am weak and holds me up when I'm unsteady and unsure of the way ahead. In the same way my husband asked for my hand years ago, God asks for my hand every single day. He wants me to hold his hand, surrender to his way, and be guided safely through the chaos and the crowds of this world. When I hold tight to the hand of God, I'm saying yes to trusting him with my heart and my life, no matter what is going on around me. I can trust his words in Isaiah. I don't have to be afraid, and I know he holds me and helps me through it all. That's the truth. Don't be afraid of what you're facing. Hold fast to the hand of God. Know you're not alone. You are loved and held secure as he leads you. I'm Lori Klein.